With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Israel says it's recovered the bodies of six hostages in Gaza. They include a young Israeli-American man who became one of the most well-known captives held by Hamas as his parents met with world leaders and pressed for his release. In an interview on NBC's Meet the Press, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the killings of the Israeli hostages shows that Hamas cannot be trusted.
It's terribly sad news that Hamas murdered, executed these six hostages in cold blood, apparently shot them in the head shortly before they might have been rescued by Israeli defense forces. My heart goes out to all the families, especially Hirsch Goldberg Poland's family, our fellow American. There are other fellow Americans still to be accounted for. But I think we should note that these hostages were discovered in the tunnels under Rafah.
Also at SRNnews.com, investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board were at the scene of a bus crash in Mississippi that killed seven people and injured dozens of others. They plan to look at how well the tires were maintained. NTSB member Todd Inman says the crash was caused by tire failure.
We're going to be looking at probably three or four different factors specifically in this crash. And primarily those safety issues that we look at, as we do on many other crashes, are going to be motor carrier safety itself, a Mexican carrier operating in the United States, tire maintenance, and occupant protection.
In battleground states, a network of Republican political operatives and lawyers are trying to shape November's election in favor of former President Donald Trump. They're propping up liberal third-party candidates such as Cornel West and Jill Stein in the hopes that those candidates will siphon off votes from Democrat Kamala Harris. It's not clear who's paying for the effort. A far-right party has won a state election for the first time in post-World War II Germany as the country's east, while it looks to finish a very close second in a mainstream conservative race. This is SRN News. One thing is certain, your grandpa's leather football helmet never had anything like this.
Helmet communication has come to major college football, with one player being able to hear voice instructions from the sideline. Now, it's a new option for this season after being experimented with for bowl games 1 year ago, and in theory, it will replace signs from being sent in through hand signals. In week one, well, the returns are mixed. Many liking the new toys, others say they're frustrated by bugs in the system. Jason Walker reporting.
Defending champion Coco Gauff has lost the U.S. Open's fourth round to Emma Navarro 6-3, 4-5, and 6-3 in an All-American matchup. Gauff had won 10 matches in a row in Flushing Meadows until Sunday. That included her run of the first Grand Slam a little over a year ago. This is SRN News. A fresh look at America's spiritual condition, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it indicates, as numerous other surveys have, that the country is becoming less and less religious. But that doesn't mean people don't believe in something. The Pew poll finds about half of Americans describe themselves as spiritual and religious. 22% say they are spiritual but not religious. 10% are religious but not spiritual. And 21% are neither. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from Columbia University's Anti-Semitism Task Force describes a hostile climate for Jewish and Israeli students at the New York City institution during the last school year. The report also recommends university-wide training and better reporting measures. It comes days before the start of a new school year and the wake of pro-Palestinian protests that shook the Ivy League school in the spring. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.